6 at the top of the programme. I was mentioning the fact that Pinergy has become the first energy retailer to cut electricity prices since 2020 in this country. With me on the line is Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Charlie, good morning to you. And look, is this the start of something, everyone is wondering?
We certainly hope so, Gerry. And it's in response to the fact that wholesale gas prices, and gas, as you know, is used for half of the electricity generated in this country, wholesale gas prices that are at a 17-month low. Now, they're not quite where they were pre-COVID, but they're way back. And this is why Pinergy has said that they're cutting their prices. It's not a huge cut, and they're not a big player or anything, and, you know, they're not certainly one of the most competitive. But it's the fact that it's the first cut, and it piles pressure now on the likes of Electric Ireland, which has more than a million customers, Bord Gáis Energy, SSE Electricity, and Energia. They're the big players, those four big guys. They now will be coming under increasing pressure. Already we've had the Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Energy, calling on them to cut their prices. I think that the calls now are going to get louder. I think they're going to find it difficult not to pass on some of the savings they're making in wholesale gas prices. Now, they're going to claim that they have to buy their wholesale energy in advance, and they're locked into expensive contracts. But some of those will be unwinding. I think there will be some room here for cuts, and this is the first. Hopefully, it's going to lead to more. Yeah. At the very least, Gerry, we're over the worst of the energy crisis, and it has been brutal and is brutal.
Yeah.
You know, doubling in electricity costs for the typical household, 2,000 a year, 2,000 euros. Same if you're on a gas, piped gas system. Savage increases, but at the very least, hopefully we're over the worst here now.
Regardless of the geopolitics of it, a spring offensive, perhaps maybe, have we rerouted, or has Europe done enough to reroute? I guess we'll find out if things get worse, that the energy comes from elsewhere now, 1 year on, that they won't be subject to another spike and increase in wholesale prices, Charlie.
I think everybody's been surprised, Gerry, at how well Europe has managed to get through the worst of the winter in terms of energy. You know, the Germans in particular, who are very dependent, they were very dependent on cheap Russian gas. They've managed to find other places to get it from, mainly America, and plus the Qataris and people like that. And they've built up their stocks of energy and storage of gas. And a big factor, of course, has been it's been a relatively mild winter. That's helped a lot. So, you know, there's been a massive pivot away from Russian gas, and you know, that's going to stay. But the energy crisis is not over. And, you know, if the war in Ukraine gets worse, that'll impact things. And, you know, we could still have a rough winter next year, which could mean a lot of use of heating systems. But hopefully, you know, it's not gone, and but, you know, we have Europe has adapted very well to the situation, considering, you know, nobody thought it was possible for the Germans in particular to wean themselves off Russian gas.
Yeah, Charlie, finally, and on a separate story this morning, lots of people scratching their head, lots of people a lot more angrier than just scratching their heads, reading the details of the write-down of former Kilkenny hurler and manager DJ Carey, €9.5 million in debt owed by him to AIB, reduced to €60,000 in 2017. People are still scarred in this country by their own experiences of the debt they had to pay off, the homes they lost, the businesses that went up in flames after the financial crash, and are looking at this agog this morning.
And people are rightly angry as well. There's major questions to be answered here. How in the circumstances here did somebody get such a big write-down? We don't know the person's circumstances, but normally when you get that much, well, you know, 99% of the money written off, it's somebody who has no job, no house, who's given up the house, there's no income, there's nothing. We don't know the circumstances of the person here, but it raises a lot of questions, and people are absolutely right to be angry. We bailed out these banks because they made bad decisions. We don't expect them to keep making bad decisions. And, you know, you're right, a lot of people are still scarred from the great financial crash, have lost an awful lot. Others are still in arrears. There's still 20,000 people in long-term arrears. It's not sorted, not by any means. A lot of those people would like a big, huge write-down as well. So, you know, it's raised a lot of cynicism and questions about how things are run in this country. And it was a really bad move by AIB to have done this if they can't justify it, if there's not some special circumstances that we don't know about.
Yeah, Charlie, one listener, final question. Is there anything the government can do if the other big companies drag their heels on passing on reductions to customers? They were fast enough to put up prices when the cost went up.
They certainly were. Now, we don't regulate prices, unfortunately, in this country. I think we've missed the trick here, given the crisis we're going through, to put in place more intrusive regulation across a whole range of things, particularly energy pricing. There should be a role here for the regulator to go in and look at the books and say, hold on, guys, your costs are down, you need to pass on something.
Supernormal profits, you need to give some of it back.
Yeah, no, they're arguing that they're making profits on the generation side, that the retail supply businesses are losing money. You know, Borgosh said that last week. But, you know, there isn't, you know, and without passing special legislation and changing the way the energy regulator works, there isn't much the government can do other than to shout at these guys and drag them in. What they used to do to the banks when the banks weren't passing on mortgage rate cuts, just drag them into meetings in the Department of Finance.
Put them under a bit of pressure. Yeah.
Put them under a bit of pressure, have their photograph taken, have the cameras there. And the lads won't like that. So that could be done. That certainly should and could be done.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning.
Cheers, Sherry.